JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Coming up, National Blood Service gets mobile collection unit. And later we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You're tuned to Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The National Blood Transfusion Service, NBTS, has received a boost with the donation of a mobile collection unit by the United Kingdom-based Angel Foundation and several other partners. Speaking at the handing over ceremony on January 2 at the NBTS Slypen Road headquarters in Kingston, Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson said the gift will ensure consistency in the collection of blood, which is a vital element of healthcare delivery. He says utilization of the mobile blood unit will increase access to donors who would not be able to reach the blood collection centers. Minister Ferguson says improvement of the country's blood service is a vision that is shared by all, and he's calling for increased collaboration with stakeholders to boost the consistency of blood supply and enhance donor pools. He noted that blood is needed for the treatment of persons with severe injuries, cancer patients, persons with bleeding disorders, and to save the lives of some pregnant mothers. The Angel Foundation is a charitable organization founded by Jamaica Angelo Christian. The mobile blood collection unit was procured by the Renewal Advancement Financial Freedom Autonomy International Development Agency through partnership from Grace Foods UK, the Ministry of Health, the Jamaica High Commission in London, and other partners.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please. Can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just let me rest up, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Under Vision 2030, the goal is to provide quality and timely health care for the mental, physical, and emotional well-being of all Jamaicans. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm for further information. And now, another glimpse of Jamaica.
You see, you was rabbit. That I don't see in these days now. I don't see rabbit raising again. We had used to have them in a pen, and we go to the bush and look bush for them. But you can't give them a thing. They have a thing that they call kwaku bush. You can't give them the thing named kwaku bush, because if you give them the kwaku bush, it will poison them. And you can't put cedar nearby them pen. But you look Spanish needle, and they have a bush that they call rabbit feeding. And all of that sort of bush you can't give them, but you can't give them kwaku bush nor cedar. I am from Albion, Mandeville, and my name is Calvin Travers.
Sharing your glimpse of Jamaica is easy. All you have to do is send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm with your name and contact number, or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. I'm Casita Irving with student engineer Andre Sawyers. Until we do this again, take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.